All right, we're joined with Coach Russ after the Hurricanes fall at home to Bruton Parker College 3-1 this afternoon. Coach, as always, if you could just open up with some general thoughts and comments on this afternoon's contest.
Sure, Keith. Credit to Bruton Parker. I mean, they came in here with a game plan. They stuck to it, and you know, they came away with a victory. You know, I thought we were dominant over the course of 90 minutes. But you know, sometimes that dominance doesn't pay off. You know, I think, you know, for the most part this season, we've our reach has exceeded our grasp, and we've overachieved. I think today we underachieved. For whatever reason, you know, we're going to need to step up and fix it. You know, a couple mistakes cost us. But that's the way this game goes. I mean, it's hard to score goals, and when you're giving them away, it's always going to be hard to make up for it.
Yeah, you mentioned the offense kind of having a chance at least to get some shots today. Not all of them were clean looks, but the Canes, for a change this season, pleasantly on the upside with a 24-8 shots advantage. Unfortunately, really only 10 of those were on goal, and and obviously, Bruton Parker 7 on goal, but they made him count with the 3 goals. So, offensively, I mean, are you happy? Have you seen? Do you see any kind of improvement in the fact that we were able to get some more shots today? Or what can you tell us about that on that side of it, anyway?
Well, you know, going into the game, I always felt we would be able to attack well today. I thought, you know, we don't have a problem getting down to the team's ends. We don't have a problem, you know, in passing and getting through teams. You know, our final product has got to be better. I mean, there's no question about it. At 24 shots to only get the one goal, and granted, we hit the post towards the end there with a good header, you know, and we were very, very dangerous. At the end of the day, we didn't make anybody pay for it. You know, so obviously we've got to keep working at that, and we've got to, you know, just keep our nerve. And keep our heads, and you know, keep going at it. And you know, you have to believe that at some point, you know, we're going to improve in that regard. You know, there are things that need to improve. You know, we probably should have scored more today. We probably shouldn't have conceded 3 either. So you know, you put those two together, and you know, that's how you lose games.
Never easy to be on the losing side. I know this one probably stings maybe a little bit more than the first couple here this season. You know, 0-5 start. You know, what's your feeling with the guys in the locker room? How do you expect them to respond? You know, come Friday and for the long haul this season.
Well, whoever's watched us, whoever wants to talk about us, you know, they can make their own judgments about the team. I know what we're capable of, and I know we are too good to have done what we've done today, and to allow that to happen. So, you know, we're gonna have to bounce back as quickly as possible. We've got a hard opponent on Friday. You know, in the immortal words of Rocky Balboa, in the final installment of the Rocky Chronicles, it's not how hard you hit, it's how hard you can get hit and still get back up. So, you know, I expect us to bounce back very quickly. We've generally never played 2 bad games in a row. We've always bounced back. We've always shown that resilience. We don't have a lot of time to prepare, but, you know, I have to believe that, you know, not that everything was bad today, but our precision and our concentration will be better for an opponent, the stature of St. Leo, on Friday. And I expect us to go out there and do our best to get a result.
Great. Thanks, Coach. It's only been a year plus that I've been doing this, but there's one thing that I've seen. It's a Coach Russ team is definitely going to scratch, claw, and fight, and they're going to go for a whole 90 minutes, and the guys did that today. They were even 2 goals down late. They didn't stop until that final horn. So those that can make it out on Friday afternoon, that's the next time the Hurricanes are in action. They're at home. It's against St. Leo, 4 o'clock start. And if you haven't had a chance to see the guys play this year, Friday's as good a date as any because they hit the road for a couple weeks and we won't see them till the end of the month. So hopefully you can make it out Friday, the 11th at 4 o'clock, and best of luck to you then, Coach.
Thank you, Keith.